Hello, our friends, Evolutionary Energy Arts, EE Arts, Heart's Home Family.
Hello there. Welcome back.
Welcome back, guys. Check in daily, all three channels. If you can, make sure you subscribe. That little bell clicked. Hopefully, you guys will get some notifications. Been a couple of days since we've done anything on Heart's Home. And so, we're going to start over at Heart's Home. And, you know, this I was going to put on any of our videos that we did today. Losing their religion. Only 50% of Americans believe in God. So says this survey. This is from Sputnik. Firm believers in God, top 60% in the U.S. in a poll in 2008. Now it's much, much lower. 29% of Americans were not religious in 2021 at all. That was up from 5% back in 72. You know, minds are changing. But what's interesting about the survey, too, is, of course, they only view Christianity and Judaism as counting. You know, it's like you could be like Cindy and I and say, yeah, absolutely. There is a creator. We don't like to use the word God because the word God has been used for so many different beings that really, in reality, we're just beings with more advanced technology than the majority of people on the planet. That's it, you know, so it's one of those words that really can cause confusion if you try to break it down, and so many people, too, will believe, unfortunately, well, not really so many, I guess, anymore. It just seems they're disproportionately loud, maybe. Those that still have the more fundamentalist mindset and believe everything is, you know, angels or demons and don't understand or even think it's a big, you know, plotting of the government to make it look like it's aliens and extraterrestrial interdimensional beings when it's been that the entire time. And, you know, this survey, basically, you could see all Americans, and it starts breaking it down into different subgroupings, white evangelical Protestant, black Protestant, other Christian, Hispanic Protestant, Latter-day Saints, other Protestants of color, Hispanic, Catholic, Jewish, other non-religious Christian sects, white Catholic, white mainline non-evangelical Protestant. That's pretty definitive and really narrowing it down. And then religiously unaffiliated. So, you know, you don't see any other groups in there. And this is really unfortunate because people can have their own belief system and still have a belief system. If you can't categorize it, if it isn't one of the mainline, mainstream, and it doesn't count according to the surveys and according to really the way the media portrays things, but the media is portraying things from the verbiage, the mindset of the controllers. It's all about the controlling system that has been put in place, which twists things. In reality, I feel that spirituality is blooming. Mm-hmm. I feel that spiritual awakening is exactly the opposite. Yeah, less people believe in the organized religions, more people are truly waking up, and more people are understanding really how the universe works and the fact that you don't have to be afraid of hellfire and damnation. You don't have to be afraid of doing what the church says or what any sort of power structure says, any sort of organization says. You can go on your own path and discover things for yourself.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, yes. It's one of those things where we come here so, you know, we can do whoever we are. And I really believe the moment we put our children in some sort of preschool or any sort of schooling under this system, we're really limiting them. We're basically telling them, okay, this is how you do it. You go inside of these boxes and we're telling them how to be, when in reality, we should just be encouraging them to explore. We should be answering questions. We should be just really playing with our children and seeing what they what are they good at? You know, that's one thing that's really important too, is when we're raising children, they need that self-esteem. It's so important to them. And if you look at the indigenous tribes and the way they did things, they would sit back and they would watch their children play together and they would see what that child is good at, or each child is good at, and they would really enforce and help them develop that skill. So by the time they are adults, you know, whether you know, a little feather, maybe he was really good at shooting a bow and arrow, they would get the bow and arrow and start with target practice. If there was someone really good at tracking, playing hide and go seek, boy, they would start them on that ability to do tracking. And then when they become an adult, you realize the skill and the hours devoted into something that they absolutely love to do, there's nothing better.
No, absolutely. And one thing that we will see is things have changed and morphed, and you know, things have been pushed together, merged. A lot of the mythos has been merged. We see that all the time. And really what it is a clear indication of is a distortion of the teachings that were given in the Golden Age. And then as the ages roll around, darker influences start to teach us things that basically benefit themselves, is really what it arises to. As you see the ancient Egyptians looking up and picturing the sun in the bow. And, you know, Ra has been equated with the sun in Egyptian belief systems. But when you look at it, there's a lot of mergers. Like we see Amun-Ra. There's a merger of Amun, Amen, Amun. Amun is the hidden god. It ends up being merged with Ra in some cases. And we also see Horus, you know, the son of Aset and Osir, which the world knows as Isis. Now, you know, even saying that name could end up demonetizing this video because they equate it with a faction of terror, let's put it that way. And that's purposeful, completely purposeful. That is all about, you know, again, putting a negative energy on something that's very, very positive. And we'll go more into that particular one in another video. And we have talked about it in the past as well. So, you know, Horus, the sun, is sometimes merged too with Ra. And so we see there's also the whole process that came about where the Pharaoh was, well, thought to be the god that was here on the planet. Now, again, everything that you see in these days and we have been brought up with is completely part of the control matrix. Because, again, when we look to Sumeria, you know, the gods lived when they were around Earth in their temples, literally. They were literally in their temples. This is why they got the first fruits and you know, this is where so much of our ceremonies of, you know, offerings and stuff come from. And yet there are also other ceremonies of offerings which have a much more benevolent side to them. It's fascinating. When you look at the sun today, right? Sun changes DNA. I did a search and everything is about damaging. Do not let that hot sun damage your DNA. Yeah, what they're really saying is stay consciously in the dark and fear the sun, because the sun is what's bringing the changes about that leads to the end of the dark control system for many beings on this planet. They know it's the sun that brings us this information. Light is information, and the sun truly is a relay from source and also the creator of this universe.
Mm-hmm. And I think right now, more than ever, the sun is bringing information that brings healing to the physical body and healing to the soul. But it's so important to listen to your body, because what I've noticed is more and more people saying, gosh, I was out in the sun and I am so exhausted now. This has been happening a lot. I mean, just lately, recently, within the last couple of weeks. And I thought, well, maybe it was just one random person, but then another one and another one and another one. So I know right now there is something going on with the sun and our evolution and having that bring about healing. And whenever we are healing, whenever we are getting uploads, downloads, whatever you want to call them. It is a time to rest. It is exhausting on the energy body. The energy comes into the field first, and then it has to integrate in with the 3D body, and this takes time. This is where your meditations, your mantras, your spiritual practice, that comes in so extremely important, because this is your integration. This is your period of integration. With our bodies as thick and dense as they are, things do not happen in a millisecond. It takes time to change. Like, we are such dense forms of plasma, but still plasma nonetheless. We are just constantly moving, constantly changing. Our cells are constantly sending information back and forth between one another and always changing. And I think it's really important also to note that the sun is plasma. That is our source. That's our source. So I don't think they really talked a whole lot about plasma in school. They talked about the other, solid, liquid, gas, but they sort of left plasma out of the equation, and they just told us the sun is like a burning ball of fire. So there's so much more to it.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, they've been preaching fear about the sun, yet again, it gives us vitamin D. How many people are vitamin D deficient? It seems like the majority, because we're inside all the time. And, again, if you go outside and you work in the sun, or even if you just, go and lounge at the beach, how many times do you feel just wiped out? Because you got so many downloads you need to process. You got so much to process. If you're not exposing yourself to the sun, you're not exposing yourself to the bigger plan. Now, you don't have to be butt naked out in the sun every day. No, the guides have said, even in the winter, you could just have your forehead exposed and it will penetrate and it will trigger your pineal gland.
Mm-hmm. The sun is going to penetrate, and there will be a time when the sun is going to make some pretty significant changes. And really, at that point, there is nowhere you can hide. The sun will penetrate in one way, shape, or form to bring about a certain amount of evolution.
Yes. And again, they always want to equate the sun with terror. Think about that. They're always fear of skin cancer. And people will say, well, I know people that got skin cancer. They went to the beach all the time. Did they use tanning lotions? Did they eat GMO food? Have they gone and gotten ouched, if you know what I mean? How about all those funny clouds in the sky? How about, a million things with our society? The fact that the nutrition in our veggies and our fruits is so depleted by purposeful agricultural processes that lead to that depletion, not living in harmony and balance with the earth. And of course, all the chemicals that we're exposed to daily. I used to go to the beach and I used to tan all the time and I got these things I had to get zapped off my skin, but I can't talk about it now. I gotta go spray Roundup on the yard. There's some weeds coming in. Look at the bigger picture. They want you terrified of the sun. They are blocking out the sun. They've always blocked out the sun. The sun is, again, it's a relay from source. It's a relay from the creator of this universe. It's known, respected, loved, and, in some cultures worshipped, yes, and it does contain archetypal energies. But it is it's the source of all the life force. The plants we eat, they're just taking in through photosynthesis the sun and the water, and then we take it into our bodies again. And if you are eating the animals, they eat the plants. That's still another way you're doing it. You can take the life force directly from the sun yourself, and that's a whole other topic. But again, there are those in the Taoist circles known as the immortals, and there are many yogis that have been monitored and haven't eaten or drank for weeks. And lived, not only lived, but all their bodily processes were fine. The average person couldn't do that, especially if you've been eating Big Macs all your life. If, again, you are in the system and you've been eating like a typical American or European and not eating right, then it'll be a shock to your body to start to detox it. But starting is critical. We need to be detoxing as much as possible. And then we also need to be giving the body what it needs to rebuild itself as much as possible. Sunlight is key. Absolutely. As you see here, and this particular article is from the Tanning Blog, sunshine does give us so much more than just vitamin D. It wasn't mainly for giving a nice skin color that sunshine was worshipped by ancient cultures. No. And do you think that, you know, they in those days were all dying from skin cancer? No, it's all the other stuff that we are exposed to. Modern experiments with quantum physics show how damaged DNA can be healed through transmission of light photons from healthy DNA. Not only that, by using UVB as a transmission media, totally new DNA can be created in a seemingly magical way. Absolutely. You know, sun exposure, and when we do the Gayatri mantra, and again, I don't think there's any, if I had to pick just one practice, it would be mantras. That would be it. You know, I would do mantras over Qigong, over anything. Because what I'm doing is I'm connecting to beings that are up in the higher densities, fifth, sixth, seventh densities, and they are sending their blessings and their guidance. And they've given us these mantras to open up our chakras, to trigger a reawakening, and to trigger our DNA. This is, again, the bigger picture. So when we look at Yale medicine, it's all about, oh, damaging, fear the sun. Yeah, because Yale is a very, very rich school and business model and business practice. And again, you know, people that are fearful and go running straight to their DR for anything, you know, you're helping to, you know, sustain that business. The sun's power over the code, because DNA is a code, and the sun is the key. Absolutely. The sun is the key. And again, the number one reason the clouds are in the sky is to slow the ascension process, to slow the human awakening, and the awakening of all other beings on the planet. So again, just do a Google search. You'll see the overwhelming thing when it comes to the sun is the terrifying damaging effects. Not about, hey, get out in the sun, because you're going to actually raise upwards in consciousness. You're going to turn on DNA that's been turned off, and you are going to, over a period of time, become something so much more than you ever were, in a positive way.
Mm-hmm. And everything in moderation. This is where it gets interesting, when you're starting to know yourself, figure yourself out. Who am I? You know, what things work for me? You might find yourself after 3 minutes in the sun being exhausted. And pay attention to that. Listen to your body. If you're really sensitive to the sun, you know, keep in mind that your skin, it's like our largest organ. So when we slather on things like sunscreen, take a look at the ingredients on the sunscreen and know that you're basically ingesting that, you know, the body takes it in a different way, a different type of alchemy, but still your toxins and everything still have to be filtered out through the body's processes. And a lot of those ingredients are not very good for us. So if you need a hat, if you need a shirt, and cotton is really, really good. Cotton is an energy that allows the sun to permeate, come through it, probably, I think, in the best fashion, and in a really good wholesome fashion. The sun can radiate through the cotton and not cause any of the other different chemicals to be reacting. So I do think cotton is a good thing to have for that purpose. But yeah, if you're one that's sensitive to the sun, listen to your body, wear some light long sleeves, wear a hat, but still get your time in.
Absolutely. And, you know, again, many cultures have had different concepts, and over time a lot of these concepts have been, you know, distorted of who the sun is. As we see over here, legends of the sun, from solar gods to flying chariots and the solar disk, of course. You know, it is something that you have to weave your way through. And, you know, the always, obviously, the sun has always been a point of focus spiritually. It's been a huge point of focus. You know, the sun, gosh, you know, it's so obvious to the ancients that the sun equals life completely. The sun is life. Now, when we're talking about some of these beings like Ra, is Ra the true name of the sun itself? Well, no, not really. I mean, Ra was a being who was equated with the sun.
Mm-hmm. You know, and humans kind of need things to be personified. And that's okay. That's okay to create a being that we can relate to because of our human mind and the limitations that are within it. It's a good idea to have some of these deities. Now, I'll always use your best judgment and know who you are listening to, following. Definitely create a relationship with these beings and be sure that it's right for you, because that's something that we all can do.
Learn to read the energies.
Mm-hmm. Definitely learn to read the energies. Allow yourselves to feel the energy. Don't deny yourself. If you're having bad energies about a certain deity, don't deny yourself asking, you know, why am I having these feelings? And then when the information does come in, don't ignore it either. And sometimes people will ignore information because it doesn't feel good. It's yucky, but we're here to have all the experiences that we're here to have. And emotions are a big part of our guideposts, you know, is listening to those emotions and saying, oh, that hurts. Okay, well, let's try to figure out why. So definitely listen to your heart.
Yeah, absolutely. And many of these beings came in at different ages, you know. So when we're talking about the beings that we knew in the golden age, and just think about that gold, like the color of the sun, right? And when we look back to the ancient legends, they talk of the ancient and shining ones. The ancient and shining ones. Why? Because these beings truly, you know, they were here in light bodies. They emanated colors. And when we see like a golden or a golden white light, that's a very high vibrational frequency. Now, other beings, as time went on and as we descended down through the golden into the silver, silver into the bronze, bronze into the Kali Yuga, you find beings coming in that are not as benevolent and taking over positions that more benevolent beings were thought to occupy. And again, often it was the tendency of humans to always put these beings that seemed so amazing to them up on pedestals and to worship them. Even when these beings weren't asking for worship in the first place, we're just trying to say, hey, you know, the source of all creation lies within you. Let me teach you some ways to meditate. Let me teach you some breathing techniques to draw the life force in, things like that. And, you know, again, the dark control matrix just would simply take their spot in place of other beings. And this is why we have so many of the myths that appear to be overlapping. And it appears that one energy is blended with another energy and it gets confused. We see the Greek Helios. We have Surya or Savitur in Hinduism as well. And this is Suna or Suna. This is from Norse mythology, who is the daughter of Sol, who is her mother, Sol, sun, right? I mean, for those that understand Spanish and the Latin. And yet we look at these words, right? And sana, just take the na off and you got sun. And soul, here, this is Norse, but when we look to the Latin roots and all, again, in Spanish, soul is sun. So we see that everything is intertwined. This is because at one time we all communicated telepathically. And we had no need to verbalize, and we could read each other's energy. And, you know, again, as we go through the cycle of the yugas, everything gets distorted. So it's fascinating to see this. One of the other tendencies you will see is that you have these beings which become personifications of nature. There's this class of gods that become personifications of nature. And they will take the ones that we know of as the devas and, you know, say, well, those were all just personifications of nature. Well, those were the ones that were basically in line with the original plan, with allowing individual freedom and liberty, and every individual goes along their own path, but at the same time, they were teaching us how the universe works. And then you have the ones that seem like actual people later on. Think to the Titans, you know, and the titanic forces of nature. Again, against the gods, the Zeus-led gods, which seem to be very human with all sorts of faults and jealousies and you know, lust and anger and rage and all this, you know, covetousness. They're personifications. Now, they'll tell you again that, you know, there are these archetypal forces. And yes, there are archetypal forces. But see, we have all these things in play. We have those beings that we would view as, you know, Cindy and I would say they are like the devas. Beings, you know, like Lakshmi and Parvati, Sarasvati, like Aset. And, you know, yet when we get down to it, these are beings that actually work with the Galactic Federation. And that's part of the bigger reveal. And then you have the beings, you know, that are associated with the draconian Anunnaki and AI control grid. And, you know, we want to keep it light and fluffy. Being on Heart's Home, this is kind of like a border one, but we're going to put it on Heart's Home, you know, because again, it's about understanding how these things get put together. So what they do is, what the control grid does is they kind of tell you, oh, well, you know, Osiris is the same as Enki, you know, and no, very, very different energies, very, very different energies. You cannot go wrong attaching your consciousness to the sun and recognizing the sun. Now, the sun does have archetypal energies in there, and they are benevolent. They are all about spreading and supporting life.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, the big thing we wanted to get across is that you might be feeling some extra energies coming from the sun. You might be more susceptible to the sun, and just allow yourself to go through that. Allow your body what it needs. Drink plenty of water when you're working with the sun, because all of these things are going to help you integrate yourself.
Absolutely. And, you know, a good one that I always do when I'm trying to connect to the sun is I do the Gayatri. And so this is more of a morning mantra I would do when I'm out in the yard and exposed to the sun and consciously connecting to the sun. And the Gayatri mantra is right here on Heart's Home. Please do, you know, check it out and use it. It is said that it will get rid of negative karma. It's that powerful. It's the very first mantra given to us in the Vedas.
It's beautiful.
Absolutely. So as always, guys, we want to leave you with a little cute natural positivity. Look at this little guy. Oh, he's loving his day at the spa. Oh my gosh, I got this. These humans are just trained so well. Look at this. Look at this. They know what they're doing. This is the life. Thank you for your support on Ko-Fi and Patreon. Much love as always. God bless and namaste.
Namaste.